All right. I let the you out, you choir members out in Sunday school late all the time, so Pastor Josh just gets even with me. Praise the Lord. But this isn't a long, long thought, but it's a thought that I needed to finish out for you. Again, I'm not trying to make this a holiday, but I've taken, Brother Bob gave me the idea. I was taking it from 40 days, the 40-day, the ascension, that's what we're talking about here. And he said the Amish do it after the Easter Sunday. They mark off 40 days, and then they celebrate that day. Now, he said it's usually a lot of marriages and weddings and different things like this. But so I counted out 40 days from Easter Sunday, and I circled it, marked it on my calendar, and it's a day I'm not going to, I'm going to take that day and just remember the Lord's ascension. Now, it's not a holiday, and I'm not going to, it's not a day off necessarily, but it's a day I'm not going to do any work projects or anything around here. It's just a day that I'm going to remember the ascension of Jesus Christ. You say, why? Well, that's what I want to get to today. The application of the ascension. And as I began writing things down, it got, so I'm not going to preach on them, but I'm just going to give you these 11 things. 11 important things that I found about the ascension. Number one, the ascension marked the completion of the work of salvation. It marked the completion. When God raised Jesus up, he said that's when it was finished. Now, his death, he said it was finished on the cross. But that wasn't the totality of it. He still had to raise from the dead. He still had to give the ministry into the hands of the disciples. But when God took him up into heaven, God said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. The work of salvation is done. That's what I think this ascension thing. The second thing I wrote down about the ascension, it marks the end of Christ's limitations. It marks the end of Christ's limitations. For we know this. Let me read it for you. In Philippians 2:7, he said, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. He didn't lose his deity when he left heaven to come down to earth, but what did he do? He basically just set it aside. Now, we know he still has deity because only Christ can heal the sick and cause the lame to walk and the blind to see. The miracles that he did on this earth were his deity. But he set it aside because he wept, he hungered, he thirsted. But at the ascension of Jesus Christ, he took back his full deity. Now, he understands what man felt. He died for you as a man. But he had to be God because it had to be sinless, and only God could be sinless. But the ascension marked the end of Christ's limitation. He's no, and you'll see, you're going to see, as we're talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ, this old heaven and this old earth are going to be destroyed, and he's going to bring into our midst the new heaven and new earth. There's going to be no limitations when you see Christ in heaven, because the ascension marked the end of his limitations. Number three, the ascension marked Christ's exaltation and coronation. You know, we talk about that when he came into Jerusalem there on Palm Sunday. That was nothing, folks. That was a joke. That wasn't reality. That wasn't people who were sold out to God. Even the disciples were amazed. But as his ascension, now that won't be his final exaltation, and it won't be his final coronation. That'll be when every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But God raised him up and placed him where? On his right hand, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the ascension, number three, marked his exaltation that he so gladly deserved. Number four, the ascension signifies the descending of the Holy Spirit who had, to that point, had not been given because Jesus had not yet gone to heaven. This is so amazing to me. But he said, told the disciples, I got to go. I got to go because, and when I go, guess what? Another's going to come. So the ascension caused the coming of the Holy Spirit. But here's what I love, and I could give you a lot of verses on this, but here's what I love most about the Holy Spirit. And I don't have the verse written down. But Jesus said, it's expedient, it's important for me to go, because when I go away, the Comforter will come. And then he said this, greater works will you do than I did. That verse just amazes me. He says, when the Holy Spirit comes, greater works will you do than even I did. What does he mean by that? I'll tell you what it means. Where did Christ work and do all his miracles? In Judea. Just in that basic area. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he indwells believers all over the world. And people are going to get saved in numbers compared to what Christ did way beyond. Because the Holy Spirit is going to be everywhere. He said, he essentially was saying, I demonstrated myself to the Jews. I tried to make an impact in Judea. But when I go to heaven at the ascension, the Holy Spirit comes, and greater works will you do than I did. Because he's going to fill believers all over this world and going to see great things happen. The ascension. Number five, the ascension marks the starting of Jesus preparing the believer's heavenly home. He said, I go. And again, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, but that's not the point I want to show you. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare that place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am. He said, told the disciples, I got to go. I got a job to do. And you know what that is? We know it's mansions. But he said, I got to go prepare that new heaven and new earth for you. I've got to go and prepare that home for you. See, I've got to go because the Holy Spirit has to come, and greater works will you do than what I did. But I got to go because I need to prepare that home for you in heaven. That's the importance of the ascension. Number six, the ascension marks the passing of the work of evangelism to his followers. He said, I'm going to go, boys, but it's all you, and you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. If Jesus would have stayed, he just would have continued with his ministry. But he turned that ministry over to those 12 he had chose, and those disciples were followers of him. And he said, go. Go and be a witness unto me. Go evangelize the world. Number seven, the ascension signifies the Lord's sovereign headship over the church. I love these verses. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, and he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand in heavenly places. That's the ascension. He put him far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. Christ is above it all. Not only in this world, but also in that world which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet, and he gave him to be the head over all things to the church. This body of Christ. This plan that was going to carry out his plan, God's perfect plan, was the church. And when Christ ascended up into heaven, God appointed him head over the church. That's why the ascension is so important. Number eight, the ascension is so important because it marks Christ's triumph over Satan. When God lifted him up into the heavens, that really was the dooming factor. I know his death did. probably even more than his death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ doomed Satan. That bruised his head. But the final completion of Satan's destruction that is coming was the ascension of Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ was taken up into heaven. Number 9, the ascension of Jesus Christ signifies the Lord giving the work of his ministry to men and gifting them. He not only gave them the Holy Spirit, but he gave them spiritual gifts to accomplish his purpose and ministry. To those apostles that were called, he not only gave them the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, he also empowered them with the gifts of the Spirit. And that same is true for you and me. That's because of the ascension. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, but I'm also going to give each one of you born-again believers, each one of you, my children, I'm going to give you a gift. This is what I want you to accomplish, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to give you the gift to accomplish that. And he gave to some the gift of evangelism, and some to be a servant, and some to be a giver, some to show mercy. Each one of us has a gift. Each one of you have a gift that was given to you by God to accomplish God's purpose for your life and to build this church for the glory of Jesus Christ. That's all because of the ascension of Jesus Christ. Number 10, the ascension is the beginning of the high priest's work of intercession for God's people. Jesus is doing many things, but two that stood out to me in my mind were Romans 8:38. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, who's risen again, who's at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We pray to God, but we always pray through Christ. That's why every prayer should end, in Jesus' name I ask this, amen. Not just amen. It should be, I pray this, or I say this, or in Jesus' name, amen. We pray to God, but it's Jesus who says, yeah, God, they're a sinner. They may not deserve it, but I died for them, and I imputed my righteousness upon them. So I'm asking you to answer their prayer. When you pray, the Holy Spirit will help you at what to say, and the Holy Spirit will even take some things you don't even know what to say. They'll take them to the Father. But it's Christ, one of the jobs he has said, I've got to go to heaven. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But while I'm seated on the right hand of God, I'm going to make intercession. He prays for you. He pleads you to the Father. But in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write unto you, John wrote, that ye sin not. And if any man have any sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's pleading our case. That's what Jesus is doing. That's why he had to go to heaven. That's why the ascension is so important. If he stays on this earth, it changes everything. But it completed God's plan, the work of salvation. It put him in a place where he deserved to be and exalted on the right of God. And he got back his deity that he so deserves to have. And his power. He sent the Holy Spirit. He passed the torch to the disciples and told them to go into all the world. He became the head of the church. Satan was ultimately defeated with the ascension of Jesus Christ. He gifted the disciples and man. And then he's beginning his work as the high priest to pray, to intercede for you. But I like this probably as much as any of them. Number 11, the ascension guarantees that Christ is coming again. That's why in Acts 1, they said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye up into heaven? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall come in a like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. See, if Jesus never goes up into heaven, he never comes back. So the ascension completed, really, God's work for Jesus Christ. And he was so pleased that he lifted him right up into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God. And the ascension started God's plan for really the church and for this age and for you and for me. See, the ascension it's important, folks. We celebrate his death, and we should. Probably even more than that, we celebrate his resurrection because we can and we need to. But don't forget the ascension. The ascension is really what started what we have today. And it promised that Jesus was coming again. So in just a moment, you'll hold that wafer in your hand, unleavened wafer. And it's not the body of Christ, but it's just a symbol of it. But as you hold that in your hand, that cup with the bread in it, remember that Jesus died, because he said, do this, do it, and remember it's me. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the dead, but don't forget, please don't forget that Jesus ascended up into heaven and completed God's perfect plan of salvation for you and for me.